from coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
We really do appreciate you stopping back by our little virtual tailgate party we call Tailgate Radio. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. And this week we thought we'd do something a little different. You know, we get a lot of emails and tweets and things wanting to know, well, who said that and where can we find this? And you know, we don't know, we can't remember which episode it was. And a lot of it revolved around some of the females that we have as guests because they, you know, there's some of the guests we've had have been so creative and they've got some really cool stuff going on. So we thought this week we would devote this week's show to the ladies of tailgating. So we went back in the archives and we took some of the highlights that we had of some of our favorite guests in the world of sports and tailgating that happened to be female. I don't know what that was. Female. And so we're going to be sharing some of those highlights with you, and maybe it'll jog some memories that you were like, oh, yeah, I remember that. And then those of you that missed those episodes, it's a great opportunity for you to catch some highlights of some of our most entertaining guests we've had. So we're going to do a retrospective on the ladies of tailgating this week, and we hope you enjoy that content. Wanted to remind you to head over to our website at tailgateradio.com. That's where everything starts. Tailgateradio.com is our flagship. It's our website. It also has things like who some of our friends are and some resources that you might need, whether it's finding your way to stadiums or some of those great recipes. Also, you can find some Kielbasa information there, our fine sponsors at Kielbasa Provision Company, the greatest sausage in the world, bar none, according to me, and to a lot of you, as a matter of fact. So we look forward to having you over. Come by. tailgateradio.com. You can also find us at Twitter at Tailgate Radio. And our Twitter is very active. We have some really fun conversations over on our Twitter page at Tailgate Radio. And we hope you will take time to, if you're not a follower, follow us. We'll follow you back. If you are good to, I don't know if we've ever blocked anybody. We've gotten some really inflammatory comments in the past, but I don't think we've ever blocked anybody. This is America. You can say what you want. I don't have to agree with it, but I appreciate your right to say it, and I don't take any of it personally, even though some of it has been personal in nature. I don't appreciate that, but it's your – no, we keep it pretty light around here, and, you know, we really do appreciate your feedback, and it really gives us some ideas on upcoming guests, upcoming episodes. And, you know, that was one of the things that I wanted to reach out to you guys about right now before we go into our first break. You know, when football season ends, you know, NASCAR season cranks right back up the week after the Super Bowl, I think, Daytona 500, which is really cool that their Super Bowl is the first week of the year. But one of the challenges we have is we lose, and I don't want to say we lose a big audience, because it's not that we lose a big audience. We just lose a lot of people that are more active, like on our social media and things, after football season. And we want to make sure that we keep bringing you content and guests and things that are of value to you throughout the year. You know, even though you may not be out in the parking lot every weekend, there's still some really cool information that we can share with you, whether it's tailgating hacks or new recipes or some of the sports personalities. You know, after football season is a great time for us to talk to football players and the coaches and people that, you know, work in the media for the NFL and NCAA, because they're off. And so they're looking for things to do. And so we have guests that come on typically in February through May that are high profile. Well, we want to make sure that we're giving you the content that you want. So if you'll give us some feedback, we certainly would appreciate it. So over at Tailgate Radio on Twitter, just tell us what you think or give us some ideas of who you would like us to talk to or what type of content you'd like us to bring you in the quote-unquote off-season, because it's no off-season. There's tailgating 365 days a year. But the perception out there is that once football season ends, we close up shop and we go home, and that's not the case at all. And so if you'll share with us what you'd like to hear, you know, whether it's authors or whether it's celebrity chefs or whether it's, guys that are off for the season for football and one of your favorite players, we'll try to get them on. And we've had a lot of success in doing that in the past, and we want to continue to do that. But we want to make sure that we're giving you, you know, we don't want to force feed you what we think you want to hear. We want to know what you want. And so let us know, and you can reach out to us at Twitter or over at our website. And our email is stuff, S-T-U-F-F, at tailgateradio.com. So we would certainly appreciate that. And when we come back from the break, we are going to just hit some highlights of some of the really cool females we've had on the show over the last year. And this show is all about the ladies. So we appreciate everything that you guys do for the sport, for tailgating, and when we come back, we're going to highlight some of those. So we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first, Tailgate Nation, this week's episode of Tailgate Radio is proudly brought to you by Action Heat. Action Heat makes the world's best heated clothing. That's right, heated clothing powered by rechargeable batteries. Action Heat is the perfect solution to keep you warm even in the most frigid winter weather, and that's including out in the parking lot at your favorite football game. Action Heat clothing provides warmth and comfort for your whole body, included heating jackets, socks, gloves, hats, and even undergarments. You can stay warm and cozy from head to toe with Action Heat. Action Heat clothing is engineered to safely and efficiently deliver heat via heating panels, similar to a heated car seat. They can reach temperatures of up to 135 degrees and are powered by a rechargeable, low-voltage battery that lasts up to 12 hours on each charge. Action Heat batteries can also be used to recharge your phone or any other gadget while you wear them. Perfect for any friend or family on your holiday gift list, available in men's and women's style, starting at just $39.99. In Tailgate Nation, have we got a great deal for you. Right now, there's a special deal for you, the Tailgate Nation, to save 15% off your entire order. Just go to action-heat.com/tailgate to check out everything Action Heat has to offer. That's action-heat.com/tailgate, or use the coupon code tailgate at checkout to save 15%. Stay warm this winter with Action Heat, and we thank them for sponsoring Tailgate Radio. Welcome back, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant John Largent, and we've got a great guest for you. This person has been an author and a sports writer for over 20 years and has a book out called Super Bowl 50, and I can't wait to get my hands on it. I've already ordered it, but I haven't gotten it in person yet, but I can't wait to talk to her about it because it looks like a football masterpiece. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Bethany Bradshaw.
Well, hi, John. Thanks. It's great to be here.
Bethany, how much fun did you have researching this book for the Super Bowl?
It was just a ball. I mean, when you take an event like the Super Bowl, you know, just a small topic, just 50 years of the Super Bowl, no big deal. And so it was such a treat because our mission, as we put this book together, was obviously to cover the football and the players and the coaches and all of the obvious points that make this the biggest sports spectacle in the world. But we also looked at things like commercials, halftime shows, dips that you serve at parties, gambling. You know, we really just wanted to cover every single aspect of the game as it touches the American culture.
Yeah, you know, the evolution of Super Bowl has been pretty stark. I remember one of the first Super Bowls in Houston. I've seen a ticket. It was like $8. What are some of the things that have changed the most about the Super Bowl over the last half century?
Well, you touched on one of them. In fact, Super Bowl I was one-third empty. There were more than 31,000 empty seats. And one of the other stories I love about that is there were actually two networks that broadcast it, NBC and CBS, but they erased the tapes of, you know, Rosemary Woods. They erased the footage of the Super Bowl and taped something else on top of it, so there's not even footage anymore. So that sort of tells you the way it was viewed. It was certainly a big football game as football games went at that time, but nothing like what we experienced today. The early games were played in kind of destination cities, mostly Miami, LA, New Orleans. And then now, as we know, you know, you could have a Super Bowl in Indianapolis or Minneapolis. And so it's just changed in the way that it's more of a national game. People who don't like football pay attention because there's so many sideshows that it really doesn't matter if you're a fan or not. You're going to be swept into the vortex of this event.
My guest this week, you know, there's not another word I can think of except for a badass. She has broken so many barriers, and we're going to jump right into that here in a bit. But she's appeared on the Today Show, the Arsenio Hall Show, on Steve Harvey. She's been covered in Sports Illustrated, People, Yahoo, Fox, and countless others. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Dr. Jen Welter.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Dr. Welter, you made world headlines by playing men's football in the Indoor Football League. Tell me a little bit about your background in the sport itself.
Well, you know, I played women's football actually for 14 years before playing men's football. And I played with the Texas Revolution last season. I was with them the entire season from training camp till the last game, which is pretty impressive because I know there have been girls, I've heard about it, who maybe stepped in and played a play. Or, you know, there were kickers, obviously, who finished the season, and they broke great barriers in women's, sorry, in men's football. But to have been through the whole season getting hit every day, I'm very proud of that, to have survived.
What, in your mind, were some unforeseen differences between playing female football and men's football, besides the obvious size difference in the players?
You know, I mean, the first difference was, you got to remember, I played outdoors. For 14 years, and I was always on the defensive ball. I used to like to say I would go on offense if they needed a blocker, so playing defense on offense, or a decoy, because I'm really fast. I was never really an offensive player, so that was the first big difference. You went from outdoor to indoor, which is a smaller, faster game. The angles are sharper. Everything has to be really on point. And then you took everything that I was really good at, i.e. tackling, and made me do exactly the opposite. And then you went from women to men. So it was really different.
How did that transition take place?
You know, I got called by the owner of the Texas Revolution, and he wanted to meet with me. And I didn't really know at the time why he wanted to meet with me, but I took the meeting. And when I went in, he said, you know, we think it would be great if you would go through a day of training camp with our guys. And I turned him down flatly. I said, absolutely not. I just finished playing for the U.S. national team for the second time. I'm not going to come in and just run through some drills because, what, that'll make you look good. If you want me to do anything with your football team, I either do it 100%, go through training camp, take all the hits, do all the drills, do everything they do, or I do nothing at all. And as soon as the words came out of my mouth, I kind of was like, oh, what did I just do? Because, you know, you have that feeling of, I just did something really big, and I knew at that moment that's what was going to happen, and that's how it transpired.
I am so excited to have my guest on this week. She has had a passion for sports. It's been in her blood since before she was born, literally. And I mean that, literally. She's the founder of Hungry Fan, and she's going to tell us what all that entails. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Dana Falk.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Dana, first and foremost, I've spent some time on your website, and it's fabulous, by the way. But for those that have not been over there, tell us, what is Hungry Fan?
So Hungry Fan is your one-stop shop for all things game day. We just soft launched the site. We're still working through some things right now, but I'm glad that you like it. And at the site, you'll be able to find pretty much anything and everything that you need for game day, whether it's products, recipes, information, recommendations. My world is the world of the fan. I love sports fans, and I love tailgating and homegating, or fangating, as I call them, collectively. And when you go to hungryfan.com, you should be able to find everything that you need.
Of all the vocations that are out there, and looking at your pedigree and just your background, it seems like you could have gone a lot of different directions. What in the world made you get into this business?
You know, there was a time, I will say, I did want to be a sports agent, like my dad, and he was, like, absolutely not. It's not a good idea. But really, every day I'm inspired by sports fans. I think that they are just the most passionate, exciting, interesting, cool group of people, not just in the United States, but if you actually encounter sports fans pretty much anywhere on Earth. They're fiercely loyal. And you know, one of the things that I really admire about them is that, you know, no matter what your race, religion, creed, sexual orientation, like, it really, you know, we sort of jump all over each other pretty much day in and day out. You can turn on the news and see stuff like that all the time. But on game day, all of that goes out the window. And if our team scores, we're hugging, we're high-fiving. You know, sports is a great unifier, and sports fans are just incredible at sort of putting all of that excess, you know, whatever it is that they may be or believe, away, and just be very true to each other and to sport on game day, and I love celebrating that.
You mentioned that your father was a sports agent. Did that really start your love of sports, and were you surrounded by sports personalities throughout your childhood?
Oh, yeah. I tell people, I joke, I've been a sports fan from the womb, and I quite literally have been a sports fan from the womb. When I was in my mother's stomach, I don't know, maybe like she was like 6 months pregnant, I'm not sure. My mother and my father and a collection of NBA basketball players on an exhibition tour were traveling around Italy, and I was there. Sort of like baby Dana, like pre-birth Dana. I was there. And I've been doing it ever since. I used to go to games all the time. I'm the oldest, and there's no boys in my family. I have a little sister, and I'm sort of like the son that my father never had, just because I'm so into it. And I would go to games with him, and when I was really little, they'd take me into the locker room after the game, and then as I started getting a little older, they're like, you can't come in here anymore, and I'd go to games, I'd hang out in like the tunnels, you know, outside the locker rooms, and go out to dinner with the players after the game, and, you know, like, the whole, like, you know, should be in bed by a certain hour when you're a kid, but sort of not a thing, and just if the game ended late, and then we went to dinner, there I was, and yeah, that's been my world. We had players staying in our guest room upstairs in our house.
So were there some of those moments where, you know, you're hanging out at the kitchen table with a major sports star?
Yes, that would happen. I have the short answer is yes. We go to dinner with, like, everybody. And we oftentimes would have Sunday night Chinese food dinner with Patrick Ewing at the restaurant. And there's only one table we could sit at because it was the only table that his knees was clear. So I just, you know, sit all the way out, pull all the way back up from the table. But I have a cookbook coming out next year, and I wrote about in the introduction how there was this one day, it's like this really vivid memory. I walked into my house, and I heard my dad. I was at the school, and I heard his voice. And he was on the road a lot when I was a kid, and so it was very rare to have him home at like 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. And so I walked into the family room where I heard his voice coming from, and he was sitting there with this just gigantic person. And it was Sean Bradley, 7'6". And they were sitting there, and they were chatting, and my dad said, oh, Dan, I want you to meet Sean. He's like one of the newest clients, and, you know, give him a warm welcome. So I, you know, shook his hand, and I said hello. I was pretty young. I think maybe I was like 6. I can't remember. And he put me on his shoulders, and he started walking me around our house. And it was in that moment, like, there's always that moment in everybody's life where you remember being afraid for the first time, like that realization that you could hurt yourself by doing something. And that was my day. The day that I realized that if I fell down off of Sean Bradley's shoulders onto the floor, that I would probably get hurt.
She is known as the Sports Brat. You can check out her website at thesportsbrat.com. My good friend, Jess Saraceno. Jess, welcome back into Tailgate Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's good to be back.
When college football seasons got started, there's just something different in the air. I mean, and I mean that literally,
so
figuratively. It's almost like Christmas It's here. It's finally
it's so
here.
True.
And so this is my absolute favorite time of year. I wish the weather in my part of the world was a little cooler, but it's coming soon, I
Same.
Hope. But, yeah.
I want to wear a jacket and go to a football game and be, like, a little bit chilly. And not good football weather, you know, like where it's, like, just a little nip in the air.
Absolutely. It's coming. It's coming. It
is.
Just right around the corner. Well, tell us what's going on over at your website. It's thesportsbrat.com, right?
Yes. You can get there by, you can either add the or drop it. It's either sportsbrat or thesportsbrat, just making sure that everybody can get there with ease. And it is a girl's guide to game day. And honestly, right now, I'm super focused on recipes. I've been getting like all of these inspirations because I just feel like I live on my Instagram feed and I see these photos and I think, oh my gosh, I need to make that because that must be on my next, you know, tablescape. So I've been posting a bunch of recipes and that's kind of been my focus. I interviewed a former sports reporter and someone who's been in the entertainment industry for a while, and she shared some awesome recipes with me that I cannot wait to get my arm out of this cast so I can start cooking again. And then obviously as I pick up with football season and I start getting all these trips, I'm going to be documenting my game day experience and making sure that everybody knows just what it's like to be in that specific town on game day, because that's kind of my whole point of the blog. So that's really what I'm focusing on right now. I'm always talking fashion and I'm always telling you what to watch each week, and you can sign up for a newsletter so every Monday you know exactly what you've missed and what you need to know as you're going into the office if you're not glued to the television all weekend. So yeah, that's kind of, those are the fun little things we have going on right now.
Well, you know, I am always impressed by when I talk to female fans out there. I think 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, maybe there was some interest in football or NASCAR. But now, I mean, there are fantasy teams. There are women that I do not want to be involved with any kind of stats. They know the game better than I ever will. And I'm seeing that more and more across the board. I was at a UFC event, and I was blown away. The audience was about 50-50. And I
That's
see
exactly
that more
right.
and more across all sports.
Yeah, it's so true. And women are competitive. I might have like 10 girlfriends to play in the sports bra fantasy football league last year, and I had by about, I'd say the end of July, I was getting all these emails knocking down my door saying, when are we getting the league going? When's the draft? What's going to happen? Are we doing it again? And people are out for who won it last year, and the draft, like I said, I had surgery yesterday, so I actually am guilty of auto-drafting for the first time ever. I just was not able to do it. I didn't want to cancel on all these girls who were, you know, had done all this work and they were ready to go. I felt like, okay, fine, this is my fault, you know. So I just had to auto-draft, and I looked at my roster, which is a totally separate conversation. But these girls, I looked at the Snapchat boards. They were going at it last night. Everyone was, you know, ragging on people for taking, like, you know, Roethlisberger in the second round, and, you know, it was hilarious what was going on. So you're exactly right. I have friends who didn't even know what a touchdown was a year ago who are know more about specific players than I do. So it's awesome. I love it.
Well, you have an open invitation to come hang out at Tailgate Radio anytime down here. We have a little bit
yes.
of Tex-Mex on the Riverwalk in San Antonio, if you ever get a chance to do that. And
we have the Big 12 soccer tournament down there, so I did get to sample Tex-Mex. But it's been too long. It's time for me to get back down.
Well, Jess, thank you so much for coming in again. And, folks, check out all of her activities and recipes and fashion tips and just everything she has over at thesportsbrat.com or sportsbrat.com. Jess Saraceno, thank you. Quick recovery with that arm injury, and we'll talk again before the end of football season.
That sounds perfect. Thanks so much for having me.
To use a spud spot, four of these spots make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spot?
Spud Spike's the original food grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The Spud Spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating. Barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at SpudSpikes.com. That's SpudSpikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. You oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's Christmas.
Follow the Sports Grind on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, and subscribe on iTunes or find them on your favorite podcast app.
Come on. And now that it's on a national stage, now the guys that actually played the game, that are Hall of Famers, they're seeing the same thing I see. Because I live in the city, I see this team every night, and I've seen them through this whole era.
Buy me the boxer that can get a million people to tune in to watch him lose.
Well, I don't think you're gonna happen.
The sport ain't better without him. It's not. I don't care how much you hate him or how much he put on his track cleats. The sport is not better without him. Every time he walks outside, they ask him who he's gonna fight.
They brought the bats, and they beat down Minnesota every which way. Strong pitching, closed them out, never made it scary, and the bats brought it for that four-game series. So they leave out of Minnesota with a two-game lead up in the Central.
Follow the Sports Grind on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, and subscribe on iTunes or find them on your favorite podcast app.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
Amazing, ain't it?
Some of us have come to call it the Freak Show.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.